Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Sodade Kadan. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So you're here in the section Orizzonti with a very daring film, The Day I Lost My Shadow. So when did you actually decide that, you know, this is your first kind of like fiction long feature? You have already a past in documentary filmmaking. When you decided that was the right time also for the subject, how you developed it as well, and you also felt that like fiction was the right path rather than maybe just picking up the camera and following your documentary?
So before Zawar, I used to make documentary films, and as a documentarist, even as a documentary films, I was always mixing between documentary genre and fiction and animation. So I used to play with genre in my previous films. When Zawar started and the war started, and at this moment, like, the logical thing to do is to make documentary. For me, at this moment, I couldn't make any films at this moment. It was the shock of what's happening in Syria, the horror, the friends that we lost. I couldn't find myself objectively taking a camera and filming a documentary films about it. So while documentary film was booming in Syria, it's the opposite happened to me. I just couldn't speak. I couldn't make films until the moment I was like, I was having this question, because my question was, how do you make a film about war? Is cinema really capable of reflecting the horror of Syria, the war, of the horror of human being during the war? Is it capable? If I reflect it in direct image, how do you reflect it in direct image without being obscene? Because it's like, you know all the images from Syria. So if you don't want to make a graphic film about Syria because it's the only way to represent what's happening, how do you tell the story? So I was looking to all the archive about cinema in the world and with this big question. And I suddenly like found images from Hiroshima the day after bombing. And you see the photo, black and white, and you see an empty city completely destructed with only shadow burned on the ground. And at this moment, this like horrific image. I felt it's exact case, but the opposite. Like, we're still living, but we kind of lost our shadows. So that's how came the story of the film, The Day I Lost My Shadow. And at this moment, I felt like fiction is my savior. I couldn't make documentary. This is what I want to tell. I couldn't tell the story of really what's happening. I don't want to make direct images of what the war. I only found, as a filmmaker, as Sudad, that I only can make it as a magic realism, as with a subtle, like, magic realism, playing with around between completely realistic approach, the search for gas, to arrive to this, losing shadow during the war.
Yeah, this is extremely interesting what you just said, because especially in Syria, what happened, it's still, you know, on the spotlight of the whole world, but there's the normal, now we're witnessing the normalization of terror.
Yes.
It just created this sort of, this is actually, you know, we're saturated by the image, and that's very, it's incredibly delicate also as a filmmaker and somebody that wants to still portray the truth or actually convey an emotion. And I'm very interested that you chose this sort of subtle path of fiction, and specifically the work that you've done with the actors as well, because as you said, Leo from Syria, and most of them are non-professional actors too. So like, what kind of work did you do to portray exactly this emotion, this way of telling your story?
So basically, it was very difficult to make the casting of the film because, you know, after the war, most of Syrians are in exile around the world, like, scattered. So during 3 years, I wanted since the beginning to mix between, like, a professional actors and people from my community, refugee in Lebanon. I felt nothing can reflect what's happening in Syria than a real face who suffered from Syria war. And maybe it's my background as a documentarist. And also, as a documentarist, I believe in art as therapy way of expressing what's happening. So I felt this experience, it should be shared together. I'm hoping that it might, when you express what's happening in Syria, it might help to my community in Lebanon, because also the condition of refugees in Lebanon are very difficult and harsh. So basically, besides the four actors, the main actors who are professional actors and very great actors, I'm very glad and proud that we work together in this film. Most of the actors are come from the camp, refugee camps in Lebanon. Even the professional actors are difficult to cast because the main leading actress is a refugee in Paris, and she was very hard to get a visa to come back to Lebanon, because once you ask for refugee state, it's very difficult to go back to Arab countries. Riham, the second actress, is based in Berlin. The main actor is based in Syria, and he wants to make an independent Syrian film in Lebanon, so it was risky for him. So everything was challenging about this movie, but it's as challenging as to be Syrian, to make an independent film and a film that doesn't want to look like what you see on a compressed 5-minute news about Syria.
And tell me, to conclude, this is actually a curiosity of mine. You already mastered the documentary language. Now you're also doing... Yeah, of course you did. Now you did also the fiction part. Do you ever feel frustrated by the limitation of a film as a medium to kind of like tell what you want to tell? For example, you know, you have the both experiences, so like let's call it real moving image and fictional moving image. Have you ever felt like sort of maybe this is not enough, or perhaps actually you find your voice into filmmaking?
This is my statement of what's happening in Syria. This is the only way I can express as a person, as a human being, before being a filmmaker, what's happening, my emotion and my point of view of the war. I can't express just words. There's no other medium can express what's happening in Syria. That's why this project is personal for me. This film was personal for me and my sister during 7 years. And it's kind of, it's obsession and it's a curse at the same time, because during 7 years, it was the only thing that I could think about. And like, we put our soul, time, everything we had, me and my sister, to make it. It wasn't a production film to make a film about Syria. It was our statement, our feeling of what's happening as Syrian at this moment. So when you see now all the reaction in Syria, inside Syria and outside Syria of this film, for me, even if the premiere in a few hours, it's kind of get me back some of this. Like, I felt with all the reaction of Syrian, like, because now we are, you know, divided inside and outside with political attitude. And somehow all the reaction I'm getting now from all is feeling proud that we arrived here. It somehow make me grateful.
And I thank you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you
for being here with Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.